Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We've got a great show, another special show with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us here today. Holidays with the Angels with my very special guest, Sue Storm. We are taking your calls. This is about one, finding out who your angels are, and two, finding out what the messages are. And then I've done something as well. One of the first things that I did or was given when I started this about 18 years ago, somebody said to me, "Do you know who Louise Hay is?" And I was kind of like, "Yeah, I think I do. Yeah." And they gave me this power thought cards here. So not only are you going to hear from Sue and what she's up to, who your angels are, what your message is from your angels, what they are. But I'm also going to pull a card for you. You can do this in a couple of ways. 1-800-930-2819. Keep Nathan busy. Or what you can do is go to transformationtalkradio.com. And there's a place for you to type your question in. For those of you that know Sue, you know she is the Angel Lady. So you definitely know that that is her purpose. That is like what we were talking about in the last hour. You know, how do you know that inner wisdom, that purpose you have? She's the Angel Lady, international author. She's a speaker, prosperity consultant. And from a very, very young age, very, very young age, got tuned in and turned on to angel energy. This is the Angel Lady, Sue Storm. She will tell you who your angels are, very unique way she does that. And we'll try to get you some relief rolling for the holiday. Sue, it's great to have you.
Thank you. And it's wonderful to be here. I'm all excited because we're talking about joy today. So how do we bring joy into our life?
Yeah. So one of the things that it takes a lifetime to realize is that joy is an inside job.
Yeah. And isn't that a good way of putting it? Yes.
It's an inside job. However, you have to learn some skills because the outside world is relentless. And when you compound that with the past 24, 28 months of what people have gone through, you find that there is... We teeter-totter on this edge of things. And if we can express joy and joy to the world, if we, each of us individually, can show up, even in the face of somebody that looks like they just have lost it, they're gone, and we can bring that in, we can make a difference, can't we?
If you're asking me, the answer is yes, big yes.
Now, do we have an angel for joy or an angel for happiness or an angel for inspiration or an angel for like the good vibes? Who are these angels?
Okay, so let's see if we can go in your order. Joy is Joseph, is the angel of joy. Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, is the angel of happiness. Inspiration is Rachel, angel of inspiration. And what was the last one you said? Was it good fortune? Because I think that's the one that's coming up next.
Well, you can say good fortune, but I was thinking good vibes.
Okay, well, good fortune is Timothy, angel of actually the angel of good fortune. Timothy is the angel of abundance and good fortune. And You know, good energy, Esther is the angel of energy. She's the one that can pick you up when you need it.
And, you know, this is really today. There's so many people excited about the holidays, so many people experiencing loss and grief. There's really a very interesting, contrasting dynamic in the world today. It's not that every holiday season we don't go through with this or we don't have this, but we're looking today in this show to uplift everybody's spirit for the holidays, right? To think about prosperity and abundance, to think about how to be able to create things so that we can spend this time and have this time and be able to joyfully be in giving as well. So let's talk about prosperity, because you got a few prosperity people, angels.
I do. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And what I've said on the show before, angels consider prosperity everything in your life working. So your relationships, your a romance, your your finances, your good health, everything is in good place.
Yeah, your career. Now, look, we're taking your calls. We have Alicia is waiting to chat with us. 1-800-930-2819. We will bring you right in here. You'll get to say hi to Nathan today. And then we'll get your questions. Nathan, let's bring on Alicia if we could.
Hello, Alicia. You're live with Sue and Dr. Pat.
Hey there. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, good. Hey, have you gotten your angels yet from Sue?
No, I don't know that I have my particular angel reading, although I did call in once and I was given the name of an angel to help with some work. And so I'm kind of following up a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, well let's do this. Let me give you your angels that have been with you your whole life for your life's purpose. Let's do that. And then we'll go from there. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. Uh-huh. And then you also have, you have that angel of inspiration. Rachel is the angel of inspiration. Uh-huh. And Caroline, angel of positive thinking. Uh-huh. And what I see missing is a money angel. So we're gonna throw in Katrina, the angel of prosperity, because she is there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alicia, what's your question?
Well, you know, I've been applying and interviewing with jobs, and I feel really good about them. I've been really trying to tune in and develop applications and resumes and things. I mean, I'm really kind of going a very traditional route here because I just need to do this right now. But it's something that I have experience in. I'm definitely qualified for these jobs. And I'm just not getting very far. Now I'm getting interviews, which is wonderful. But then it's like, no, sorry. It's like these really sort of dunk responses. And I really feel that I could do the work. I really feel I can imagine myself in the positions. I've really taken that position of doing it that way, but it's just, it's getting a little tiring now to get these negative responses. And I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if I'm overqualified or not directing something or there's something missing or I don't know. I don't understand.
Would you like your angels to weigh in and tell you what's happening?
Yeah, let's get the angels to weigh in on this one.
Okay, sure. All right. So those weren't the right jobs, because when the right one comes along, you're going to get it. And you were qualified, but they weren't that. And it was in your best interest not to work in those places. They have something more special for you, and I just see that coming. So don't give up. Don't feel like things are going against you. Just keep applying and keep, getting your name out there and do the things that you can do. And let's just ask for an angel blessing to help you find the appropriate job at the appropriate time. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're really looking for a job. That's kind of the way you started out. You're not looking for the career path of your dreams.
Well, I kind of, yeah. I mean, I've got different ideas of what I'll be doing. And, you know, one of them is just to have a job because I need to do that. I can't really build anything new right now in the position I'm in. Just me personally. I just don't have, I need something stable to replace what I'm doing because what I'm doing right now is just getting too hard for me physically to do anymore.
Yes.
And so I need to move into something else. And I have all this other experience I've had, and I have a lot of things that I've been doing to keep up with it just in my own spare time for a couple of years now, the recommendation of many people. And so now I'm like, okay, well, now I'm ready. And everything seems to come together in the applications and everything, but then somehow I just somehow it's just not working. But this is I guess it's just another stepping stone, and I need to heed the message that it's not the right place, like you say, and that's okay. But I do need to find some time to rest now because it's getting sort of tiring to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a work injury and it's not getting any better. Typing all these applications is very difficult. It's a shoulder and wrist injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a lot of time into them, and I'm trying to be really careful about how I do that, but thinking, okay, well, I'll do this one because I think there's a really good chance, and then I'm not getting it. So I'm going to have to take some time off for a little bit from this. But
yeah, it's a little daunting. It's a little daunting, you know, and I, we're on the other side of it because we're interviewing for producers. We have two producer positions open and they're highly technical, but yet the people that come have to be able to understand you, the audience, right?
Yeah.
And so our interviews are a little bit, I would say, unique. I'm the first one that does the interview, and one of the people I interviewed said to me, I'm probably going to hire this person, said to me, wow, never interviewed with the CEO of the company first. And they said, you know, you ask some very abstract questions. It sounds like you're looking for somebody with heart. Now, that's a person to me that tapped into the energy I had. So I pulled a card for you, and I'd like you to think about this. Can I read it to you?
Sure, yes, thank you.
Okay. I actually pulled a couple cards. So let me just start by one question. Is your relationship going okay?
It's going okay. Yeah, my partner's having a really hard time these days with all the COVID stuff. But
okay.
Okay. Other than that.
Because believe it or not, and this is odd, but not, I shuffled the deck and I the first two cards I pulled, I don't know if I can hold them up here, like to show people. Okay. So I pulled two cards and they on the surface were not related to what you were talking about, but I think they might be. So I'm going to let you decide that. Can I read them to you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Now, these come from the Power Thought cards from Louise Hay. This is one of the first decks she's ever done. So the first one says, all my relationships are harmonious. So, Alicia, let me tell you something. When you interview, this is the thought you want to hold. Because when you're interviewing with people, that is a relationship engagement you're getting into, right? So let me read the back of the card because it's kind of cool. It says, when we create harmony in our minds and hearts, we will find it in our lives. The inner creates the outer always. So this, I coach people. I'm a career coach. I coach people on how to interview. And so this little card here, this is what I coach them on. Because you already have the credentials. But this little card, if you approach these from a place of a harmonious, right? Get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
doesn't matter what the other person says, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But then the next one I pulled was like interesting. And it said, and by the way, I shuffled twice and this card came to the top twice. So you can just figure what this one's about. Yeah, I don't know. It's like respect each other's dream. Respect each other's dream. In a relationship, there are two dreamers with two different dreams. You need to accept the differences that exist between two dreamers. You need to respect each other's dream. So that's the relationship. Now, here's the one for you, for the job. You ready? Repeat this after me. Are you going to do it?
Yes, sure. I'm ready. Okay.
All right. Everything I touch is a success. Come on, let me hear you. Come on.
Everything I touch is a success.
Okay, now try to say it like you mean it. Come on.
Okay.
Everything I touch is a success.
Everything that I touch is a success.
You got it. Okay, let me read the back. I don't want to keep you so long. I apologize for that. Okay, it says, I now establish a new awareness of success, Alicia. Got that?
Oh, yeah.
A new awareness of success, okay? Like not all the people that are rejecting you. That's like not a new awareness of success. Do you feel me on that?
Yes, I get it. Yes, yes. I was trying to go there. Yeah, this just came up the other day, so...
Yeah, okay, wait, I'm not done. It's more. There's more. There's more for you. I can be as successful as I make up my mind to be. Got that?
Uh-huh.
All right, ready? Here's the other. I move into the winning circle. Golden opportunities are everywhere for me. Prosperity of every kind is drawn to me. You need to go back and listen to the show on these, okay?
Yeah, this is really a totally different way, yes.
Totally.
Sounds like I need to consult with you.
Totally different way. See, these cards, and the reason I'm talking to you about it, and the reason Sue was pulling the angels she pulled, is because number one, when two relationship cards pop up, that's really unusual. Yeah. And you're not even talking about them. So there's something over there. But you got to change that inner working and call on the angels to help you, okay? Remember, the next time you sit down and do your resume or you put your thing in Indeed or whatever you're putting it in, anytime you do that, you got to show up harmonious, number one. You got to show up as, what did I say to you about this one, right? Right? Everything I touch is a success. You got to say that out loud, okay?
Okay, I will. I'll be practicing all these mantras now.
Okay, rock on, sister.
Hey, well, thank you so much. This is really helpful. I'll work on it and I'll maybe give you a jingle. Thank you.
Yeah, boy, I needed to hear that for myself. Very good. Wow, that was great.
Can I add something right here?
Yeah, go ahead, Sue. Go for it.
Yeah, sure. Corey, Cory, is the angel of careers, and he just raised his hand. He wants to help you. And George, and a crazy name for an angel of success, but George is the angel of success.
It's okay.
So call on them. Have one of them on either side of you when you dial up for the interview or go on Zoom or whatever you're going to do. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yes.
Okay.
I'll definitely look into that for
Very
sure.
good. I love
oh,
it.
Yes.
Hey, Nathan, let's go take a quick break if we could. When we come back, Sue Storm, the angel lady is with us. We've got angels. We've got Louise Hay. We've got these great cards, power thought cards, and a whole lot more tips for joy, happiness, and inspiration. The holidays with Sue Storm, the angel lady. 1-800-930-2819. Want to get a little uplift? Give us a call. We'll be right back, Nathan.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Oh my God, Nathan, you cut it off right at the part that Juice was going to be like getting it on right there. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Guess what? Sue Storm, the angel lady, is in the house. Hey, look, we're taking your calls, but we're also taking your questions. For those of you that cannot call in, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, go right down where it says ask a question and just knock it in there and ask your question and we'll get you your answer. Also, if you want to know your angels, you want to know an angel message, anything that's on your mind, Sue Storm, the angel lady, is here to help. I also am going to pull a card. But Sue, before we go there, how do people find out about you? What's your number that people can work with you to get through this holiday season? Absolutely. And I'm not kidding when I say get through it.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. And it's a wonderful time to work with the angels. And all year round is good, but at Christmas time, you see angels everywhere. It reminds you this is the time to connect. So my website is theangellady.net. theangellady.net. And my 800 number is 800-323-1790. I'll repeat that, 800-323-1790. And we had, I have to tell you this, Dr. Pat, The young man who's helping me with my new books, because I have two books this year, and they're on Amazon, and the young man said to me, I don't want to do a Black Friday special. How about we do a Light Friday special? It's L-I-G-H-T. So we have
great.
A Light Friday special, Amazon.com, and we're going to run it all the way through the first of the year. I said, let's just give everybody an answer. They're just down to half price, and that includes my Angel First Aid RX for Excellence and my Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, and that's the second edition. So, and they're also on Kindle, both on Kindle. So if you want a special for yourself or someone else, this is the time to share the angels. And we will do the Dr. Pat special as well. The Dr. Pat special is you pay for one half hour and you get the second one at no charge.
We're just
giving the angel advice away. Here we go.
Hey, what's a new book about? You didn't tell people.
Oh, the new book, Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. It's basically how to be successful, and it's my daughter and I wrote it together.
Oh, that's sweet.
And so I'm really excited about that one. And one of my, I'll tell you the story really quickly. Is there a call
yes,
waiting
please.
Or do you want to hear a story?
I want to hear a story.
You want to hear a story. Okay. So when it got time to do the front cover, I always like to have something that's original art on my front cover. And I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? How do I do it? Who do I contact? And I got a name of a woman who's an artist, but she only does abstracts. She never does, landscapes or people or angels or anything like that. But I got her name, so I picked up the phone and called her, and she said, "Oh, Sue, I was just going to call you. I just finished a painting of an angel." And there it is.
Wow.
And there it is. So somehow or other, it all worked out that her angel picture is on the cover, and it's beautiful. Colors are beautiful. So that was that. But and let's see. It's really about how to be successful. Like the other lady who was just calling in, she would definitely benefit from that book. And one of the things that's different about that book is in the beginning, I put all the questions, like all the questions about angels, and then all the questions that about success. And so everything is right up front, and then you can read the miracle stories and everything else.
I love it. You know, I think, Sue, these past couple of years have really changed people. And I really do believe that. And I think that people are trying to find something to be inspired by. They want to be successful in life, right? I mean, there's no question about that. And so the fact that you're writing this book, right, that talks and addresses this, especially from the angel perspective, and especially with your daughter, how cool is that?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what excites you most about the book, the upcoming book? Because you've international books, you've written books before.
Yeah.
But the timing of this book is awesome.
And you know, honestly, the price is $8.99. It's just really,
oh really?
Yeah. And I think it's down to just $1 or $2 on Kindle.
Wow.
So
my Kindle.
It's the perfect it's the perfect gift, and it's a perfect inspiration. And if you welcome angels into your life, everything changes. You know, you're talking about how lives change. And one of the things that I've found is that when people believe in their angels, they have faith. They trust. Those are the things that are missing in life, is trust and faith and believing. And for some reason, we get so busy with our life, we forget all those things. And this brings it back, and then things start to turn around.
Yeah. You know, I think that you've touched upon something so important. And one of the super reasons for tapping into the angel energy that you're bringing forward is this idea of reminding us that we have a connection to be guided. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have this angelic connection. And I'll tell you, we forget that, don't we?
We don't pay attention.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you say forget it, I think we do, but we don't pay attention when we're young, you know, and there's no stigmatism or, you know, naysayers about what we see and believe and stuff. We play with our angels, we and the fairies and all the other good things, and then when we get older, those things go by the wayside somehow.
You know, they do go by the wayside. But, you know, part of this, though, too, is when people work with you, and you've been doing these specials for the holidays since I've known you. And, you know, it is the gift that just keeps giving, because even when people call you and they may think that there's, oh, I've got this issue going on, or I got that issue going on, right? That may not be the real issue. There may be something underneath that. And I don't know that people know how in-depth these sessions are with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're life-changing and quickly. I mean, after the first half hour, you'll notice a difference. You'll feel different. You'll just be clearer. And the other thing that I say, and I've said this on the air, is confusion causes craziness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you can't make a decision, if you don't know why this has happened or that's happened or what's going on, or, you know, if you're confused, let your angels help you. They can help you. Cornell is the angel of decision-making. They can help you with their decisions. They can help you just about with anything. I mean, do you want to hear my craziest one? Would you like to hear
I'd
that
love
one?
To. My I always my I crazy, love crazy.
My craziest one is about a lady who had a python snake, and it had sniffles, and she called the angels because she couldn't get to the vet. So I said, whoa. But you know what? What the angel said to me is it needs to be warmed up. So she put it in the shower, and she warmed it up, and she rubbed it with oils, and it got better.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
I get all kinds of questions.
I was reading your book, Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. And one of the things that I was tapping into is the part where you talk about energy. And I think you actually use the phrase energy tap,
mm-hmm.
right? And it talks about increasing one's energy flow for so that we can be at a higher potential. And that is something we could do with guidance, with help, with support, so that we don't get derailed. You know, I was just doing a show before and we were talking about energy vampires. We're talking about people that, you know, one day they're your best friend, the next day, oh my God, they just, something has happened to them. You see, we're at a breaking point. But this energy tap you're talking about, you know, helps us understand that there are tools, that there are techniques that every one of us can use to stay in that harmonious place you talked about.
Yeah, well, I agree. The book is filled with different remedies, and everything works. You know, if somebody knows astrology, they know that Aries have little patience. And I'm and I am a quadruple Aries. So, in fact, the sun and the moon were in eclipse in Aries when I was born. So, I mean, there's so much Aries in me. So I said to the angels, I need little remedies that are easy, quick, and efficient that work. And they are. If you look at them, they're easy, quick, and they work. If I don't put them in there, they don't work.
Yeah, and the other part of what you've also done is you've put in affirmations for people, just like what we did, you know, when Alicia called in, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're including things here so that people can have a guidepost, so they can have a way to see forward. Are you excited about wrapping this year up?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about next year. I mean, this year was a really good year. I mean, mm-hmm. I experienced loneliness, COVID.
Yeah, me too.
COVID related, but I'm really looking forward to next year. I feel the future energies are better. Mm-hmm. I think they're higher. They're more enlightened for some reason. I just see angelically. I just see a huge shift to things turning around and things getting better, higher, uplifted. That's what I'm really looking forward mm-hmm. to.
Well, I have to do an exercise to provide documentation on something. And I was looking at when the day to do it, and I realized that we're wrapping up this year with the solar eclipse in Sagittarius on December 4th. And that particular day, right, that Saturday, that particular day is that day where this particular eclipse will reveal your higher destiny, right? It's like a brief moment when you have the moon that blocks out the sun's light. Now, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, I don't think we're going to see the moon or the light on that day, but you're in the Chicago area, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. But this is a time, and a couple things people say about it. I'm not an astrologer, so I like to read what other people say. you know, they say that we'll have to pick up and lead our own way through the wisdom and lessons we've learned over the last 2 years. And I just found that so fascinating. We have to pick up and lead our own way. And it's really interesting when I think about that, because this has been a 2-year saga between the Gemini-Sagittarius axis, right? Some people call it faded spiritual awakening. If you have not gotten a spiritual awakening in the past 2 years, don't worry, you still have a couple of days to get it. But there's been a lot of awakenings, don't you think?
Yes, yes. It's been an interesting year, I'll have to say that.
And so this is really the time for everybody to really take that look, take that breath, you know, be in that place where you remember that we're surrounded by angelic energy, angelic wisdom, you know, where our earth skin will get us but so far, right, Sue? And boy, don't we struggle as to how to even ask our angels for help. What do you recommend for people
who are struggling?
How to come to our angels and ask them for help.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. Okay, it's easy. Your angels are like your friends. It's easy. They're there. They've been there for you. They want to be there for you. So talk to them just like you would talk to your friends. Make a request. You know, I need this, or I'd be happy if I had that, or let's just call on Timothy. Timothy, the angel of good fortune. Increase my income. Help me be strong and stable and financially stable. Jeremiah's the angel of financial security. So, and for some reason, Eileen, the angel of happiness, is just coming forward. And let yourself take a happiness break. Let yourself just take a few minutes and take a happiness break. Think of times when you were really happy. That can happen.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's along the lines of what I was talking about with the fourth and, you know, this new moon, the total eclipse in Sagittarius. I mean, there's, you know, if you look at the energy, some people are feeling it now, but there's this idea of being more positive, more optimistic tone, especially in the astrology world. But sometimes we can't get out of our own way. This is also a time, Sue, about ending a chapter and letting go of things. It's so sad when I think about in the past 2 weeks, how many phone calls I've gotten for people that are no longer on the earth plane. You know, whether it's life got too hard, it doesn't matter. I was just a bit struck by how many people made their transition. And yet you have to wonder how it all fits in to the great cosmic RX, they call it, the cosmic revolution. So let's talk about how people can tap into angel energy to make some positive changes.
Well, honestly, just contact them, believe in them, trust them. Get a copy of the glossary of angels so you know who to contact and for what. You can always say, angels, raise my vibrations an octave. That's helpful. Or angels, send blessings to the situation. That's helpful. But if you know the specific angels, like what we were talking about earlier, where we give you the specific angel name.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if anyone goes to my website, theangellady.net, and fill out the form under Ask Me, the heading that says Ask Me, and fill out that form and ask me for a list of the glossary of angels, and I'll just send it to you. So you can download it. And it's got a really pretty graphic picture on the front. And you can keep your angels with you. If you don't have the book, you can have the angels and they'll be with you. And just talk to them. Allow them to be with you. Talk to them at night. If you have a request, you're going to make for, like, you need a new car, need a new job, mm-hmm. talk to them before you go to sleep at night. That's the best time. And I don't know how to say it except just incorporate them into your life.
You know, and I love that you're talking about it in that way, because one of the things about this upcoming couple of days is that, you know, the sign of Sagittarius, they say, is a sign of higher mind. It focuses on expansion. But there's something interesting about the energy now, right, to unlock our luminary power, so to speak. But this message for now is about feeling optimism, but about our future growth and all its possibilities. You know, one of the things that comes to mind is right now, the world is quite literally our oyster. It is that thing for us. So here's the question that you ask. You know, every show that I do, there's a question that comes on, which is, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? In 2022, our theme is, it's all about you. It's all about the listeners. It's all about our guests. It's all about our host. It's all about the people that want to rise up. So the question now that we are asking people to ask themselves is, what would you do? What would you try out if no one could tell you no? Can you envision it? Then go get it. Then go do it. See, that's this Sagittarius Jupiter energy. But don't you think it's much easier when we get some angelic guidance?
Absolutely. Take that extra dimension, accept it, believe in it, trust it, and wow, watch you go. That's what they just said.
I know. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Nathan, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to bring it full circle to get you ready for joy, inspiration, and that question. What would you try out? What would you do if no one could tell you no? Envision it, then go for it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why Is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here. And we're going to remind everybody of what we talked about and who those angels are. But before we do that, how do we get a copy of your book, Sue? Tell people about your Dr. Pat specials, all of the above.
Okay. So if you want to go to my website, theangellady.net, theangelady.net, and you can get the books on the there's a link to Amazon, and that's an easy way to do it. The books are called Angel First Aid RX Prescription for Excellence. That's the last one. And then Angel First Aid RX Prescription for Miracles, and you want the second edition. So those are the ones that are on sale for Light Friday, which is going through the holidays. I thought that was very creative. And they're also on Kindle at a special price, almost half price, from now through the beginning of the year. And... Excuse me. Okay, and my 800 number, if you'd like a session with me or consultation, 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And a consultation is anything you need to just change your life. It's designed just for you, and it's about health and happiness and joy and prosperity, and what do you need? What's holding you back? What's your life's purpose? What blocks are in your way for achieving that? So that's all included. And let's see, what did I miss? Did I miss anything? Dr. Pat special. We missed the Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for a half hour, and the second half hour is at no charge. So it's worth it, it's important, and it's wonderful. We have gift certificates. I can email you one if you want to buy one. Mothers are getting them for their children, especially when they're going away to college or young adults, so we're doing that too.
Awesome. Look, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, we started to talk about a conversation that we're having regarding how is it for us that we can bring in more joy, more inspiration? And we mentioned a couple of angels. So can you just give us a recap of that for today?
Absolutely. Okay. So Joseph is the angel of joy. Eileen is the angel of happiness. And Timothy is the angel of good fortune. And Katrina is the angel of prosperity. So talk to them. Ask them to be with you. Call on them. You might even ask them to give you a message and then feel the message. Angel messages come in with a warm, good feeling. And so that would be interesting. But also take a break. Take a happiness break. Just 2 or 3 minutes. Take a joy break. Just get your vibrations up. Just think of the joy. Put the world aside and just be joyful. Just be connected to your angels. It's lovely. Ask them if they'll take you up to the angelic realm and let you look around. That would be fun for the holidays. I've done it. It happens. Okay, Dr. Pat.
I love it. Now, look, I have two cards here that I pulled from the same deck. Well, they actually jumped out. I want to do this one first. And this one is... this one says, I am deeply fulfilled by all that I do. And on the back of it, it talks about each moment of the day I spend, each moment of the day is special to me. As I follow my higher instincts and listen to my heart, I am at peace with my world and affairs. So that was that one. But this one is really interesting. And I love this card. I haven't picked it in a while. It says, my thoughts are creative. It's a powerful message. I say out to every negative thought that comes in my mind. No person, place, or thing has any power over me, for I am the only thinker in my mind. I create my own reality and everyone in it. What a powerful message.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And strength and power. Mm-hmm. You know, they just said that, Dr. Pat. Strength and power. Those are the words for the new year. Oh, that was good. Go ahead.
What is the message from the angels about moving forward in this holiday season? Moving forward this year.
Yes.
What are you hearing from them?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is the word love, L-O-V-E. You know, approach the holidays with love. Approach your family with love. Approach your siblings with love. That's cute. I don't know who that one was for. And but just bring the love of the angels, you know. Just open yourself up and ask for that angelic love, angelic wisdom to be with you. And I think if you just look at the future through the lens of love, it'll be a whole lot better, and it'll raise your vibrations and put you in the law of attraction. And Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction, so let her help you. I think the message is just be at peace, let harmony be in your heart, and let love be your perception for the future. Ooh, that was nice.
That was great. And, you know, you're right on track with this, Sue, because my thoughts are creative. And we could have thoughts that are loving, that are uplifting, that are inspiring, that are expansive, that show a future of optimism and delivery on that, a world of possibilities, regardless of who you are or what you're up against. And I think as we take this energy into this weekend, that is definitely the way we want to have this for each other. Sue, you've got the great holiday special that you're doing and so much more. Thank you for everything you do. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Give out your website, Sue, one more time.
Sure. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. And love to hear from you.
Yeah. And I want to say to everybody out there, this is a great time to let go of everything that doesn't serve you and invite in that energy this Saturday, that beautiful moon, that beautiful energy of possibilities, expansion, and don't forget to dream big, really big. What would you do if there was never going to be a no at the end of that sentence? Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, everybody at TTR. We'll see you next time.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.